From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. The United Nations warned last week that as many as 200,000 people could be displaced in the initial weeks of the fight for Mosul. For the first time, the United States has abstained from a yearly UN vote urging the lifting of U.S. economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba. Last year, the international community was nearly unanimous in its call, with only the United States and Israel voting against lifting the embargo. This year, both nations abstained. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the General Assembly ahead of the vote, "The shift in the U.S. position is because the policy is not working." But she said that abstaining does not mean that the United States agrees with all of the policies and practices of the Cuban government. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group have killed at least 30 civilians in the remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province is alarming for local officials because it's the first known IS activity in the area, where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames Wednesday as migrants set fire to shelters before being forced to leave. French authorities conducted the operation to clear what had become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis and resettle migrants who had lived in dire conditions in the camp. This is VOA News.